is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, as always. You can join us here at 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where you'll find that all the features there are completely free. So head over there and enjoy them on us. In fact, everything you see on the front page of the site has been created by listeners like you. You get to submit different things to the site, should you like. You can vote on things, should you like. Vote them up, vote them down. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the list there at freetalklive.com. It's an interesting resource to use for all sorts of liberty-oriented news items or items of interest to people who are liberty-oriented. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Sometimes we'll pull stuff from our front page. Sometimes we pull it from other places. But there's all kinds of school-related news here to throw out there tonight, including the banning of some books. Maybe we'll get a chance to touch on that. But, Mark, you wanted to open things up with a mom who has been... Was she arrested?
Yes. I mean, she's been charged. I guess that's an arrest.
She has been arrested for getting on a school bus
to help her child that she believed was ill.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, this is from Sarah Genham at the Patriot News. All Tara Keener knew was that she could see through the windows of a big yellow school bus as she walked down the Perry County driveway that other kids were standing over her kindergartner's assigned seat, yelling that Xander was slumped over. "Help, he's not moving," she recalled during a recent court hearing. "We can't wake him up." So she ran to the bus, up the steps, and onto the landing.
Like any good mom would do.
The driver told her she couldn't get on the bus. It's against the law.
Wow.
Keener kept going. "My focus was on my son," she told the judge.
"Hell with your law."
Right. You know, I mean, your law means nothing to me.
Can you imagine her just saying, "Oh, okay," and turning around?
My son's, sick and dying there on your bus. What happened? And she's, by the way, an ER nurse. So who do you want? The school bus driver saying, "It's against the law," dealing with your son who's ill, or you, the ER nurse? So what happened on that December 15th has earned Keener a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully entering a school bus. She has facing a third-degree misdemeanor, an offense that could lead to a year in jail and, get it, $2,500 fine.
Wow.
See, this is what I think it's all about. It's all about the money.
You think?
I do. I mean, come on. It's about the money. All these municipalities and states, they're dying for money. Just give us some extra money, lady. We'll leave you alone.
But that's what I had a judge tell me the other day, that they really needed my money, and that giving them $25 for a recording at the court would be useful to them.
She's now awaiting trial in Perry County. The bus company remembers the story a little differently.
Good for her for going to trial, by the way.
The driver asked Keener to leave. She has a lawyer, and she's going to take it all the way, I guess.
Did they say it was a bus company?
Yes. The bus company is usually contracted with by the school district.
Huh. The driver asked.
Well, it's cheaper than paying them those government bureaucrat pensions, you know?
I gotcha.
The driver asked Keener to leave the bus, and she refused. She said the bus driver says no one was screaming help, that Xander was sleeping like he had before, and that the bus wasn't given time enough to handle the situation. The driver wasn't given enough time to handle it herself. So she says, "Oh, no one was screaming." Now, I would think a bus driver, this is just my guess. I'm not saying I believe one side or the other in this. I don't care. I think that a parent that's forced to pay for school bus services should be allowed to get on the bus. You've got to get the reason that they decided to charge this lady. It's insane.
Okay.
But if the woman paid for it, I think she should be allowed on one way or the other. I think the bus driver tends to, they probably don't recognize yelling like they used to. They hear yelling by kids all day long.
This is true.
That's just my guess. Everyone's focused on he wasn't really sick, says Keener's attorney, Jeffrey Engel. How do you know that? He could have been choking on a Jolly Rancher. I can hop a fence to save someone who's drowning, even as it says keep out, if the harm sought to be avoided is greater than the possible violation of the crime. And this is true. This is sort of common law. At a June 15th preliminary hearing, Keener testified that older kids were hovering over Xander when she got on the bus. They moved away and looked at me like they were scared and said that they couldn't wake him. She testified, "I had to physically shake him vigorously to wake him up."
Keener never thought that this would land her in court, Engel says. After all, she and her husband had boarded the school bus with their son as part of a program, apparently, that goes against the law, that helps kids get over their fears in the first few days of school. So it's okay to get on the bus the first few days of school, but not after that.
Well, only when they say so.
Yeah, and days after the incident, a trooper told her she wasn't going to be charged. Then almost 5 months later, Keener received a notice in the mail that she was facing a third-degree misdemeanor.
Five months?
Yeah. Why the delay? Perry County District Attorney Charles Chennett III, who initially said this was one of those situations that could go either way, said he changed his mind after a conversation with Pamela Schaefer, the assistant to Dennis Dumb from Dumb's Bus Service, contracted by the West Perry Schools to transport all the kids to school each day. The bus company's main point is, we can't let one person do this, because pretty soon you'll have all the parents on there, Chennett said. Most parents aren't
a
problem.
What? Not all kids are going to have a heart attack or, you know, have some sort of a sleeping problem or whatever it was that was going on with this kid, some sort of health emergency. I mean, the idea that all parents are going to just get on the bus and what, hang out there on the bus until it's time to go? Are they going to ride on the, are they worried the parents are going to want to ride the bus all the way to school and then ride home? I mean,
here's the punchline, though. Most parents aren't a problem, but what do you do when a sex offender wants to get on the bus and get his kids off? We need to have that protection in place. Now, come on. Yes, there are sex offenders with kids, but what are they going to do to other people's kids on the bus?
Well,
the bus driver's got that mirror that he can look at everything, or he or she can...
Absurd.
It's absolutely insane. It's like sex offenders have this aura, this odor that wraps, like, that goes and diddles kids that just want to come near them.
Maybe they're worried that the kids will turn into sex offenders if they get too close.
It's insane.
Wow.
Here's where things get a little murky. Schaefer, now, basically, this is an argument between Chennett, the district attorney here that says that, oh, yeah, it was the bus company that convinced me. And then the bus company's like, well, we didn't convince him. We were just looking for some clarification from this guy. He's the people that charges folks. So it just kind of goes back and forth here.
Pass the buck.
Yeah, I don't. Frankly, I think it's disgusting. Neither one of them wants to take responsibility for charging this lady.
Well,
why don't they just say, look,
responsible.
We don't want parents on the bus. And, hey, you know, that's what the bus company should say. And then the state's attorney or the district attorney should say, we want your money, lady. That's it. Give us $2,500. We'll make this all go bye-bye. And that's what it's all about. The case will likely go before a jury. But remember, folks, they don't care whether it costs them money to put a jury in, because they can just tax you more. Ah, you know, jury trial. This lady's, you know, costing the town money. She's demanding a jury trial when we know she's guilty. It's insane.
Good for her for demanding a jury
trial. Absolutely. This is what everybody should do. They should not take the plea bargain, especially not the first plea bargain, because this is what always happens. You know, they dangle something in front of you. I want you to take it. Make it go away. You've got to understand that in this country, less 0.1% of people that are charged with something actually get found not guilty. That's because the vast majority, like 99 point something percent of people, take the plea bargain.
Right.
Because it's easier than getting a lawyer or trying to fight it on your own. I mean, we've got a product called Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com that will teach you how to fight these cases on your own. And you just don't roll over for these folks. No jury is going to convict this, it seems to me.
I hope not.
I mean, I don't trust juries very much, but it seems like juries have lost their mind if they convict this lady for going on the bus.
No kidding. What was the charge again? Well, unauthorized?
They didn't say what the charge was. They just said it was a third-degree misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail, because that'll help everybody, and a $2,500 fine.
Right.
So it's...
Right. A $2,500 fine is really going to help, too.
Yeah. So I'm not budging, says Engel. This is the attorney. I think the bus company is driving this, no pun intended, and I think that they're overreacting. I just don't see 12 people convicting this woman. I agree with
him. It's not the bus. No, I don't agree with the idea that it's the bus company that's doing this. They can't bring the charge. Only the prosecutor can bring the charge.
Yeah,
and he could look at that and say, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're... I'm sure that ER nurse thought to herself, why did she run on the bus? I'm sure she thought that there was some problem with her son. It doesn't matter whether she's right or not.
Sure.
Frankly, it doesn't matter to me if you're a parent, you should be able to go on, get your kid, and take him off.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I can see why that could take a little bit longer. You know, I don't know. But this making it illegal, that's all the government has. They can't. They have to make all their rules punishable by something.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. I can't imagine there's even, like, an issue here where anyone would disagree. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, does anybody actually think that this woman should be charged with a criminal act?
Yep, please call in.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Book ban coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. We've got listening options for you online. You can go and tune into our live streams. Both broadband and dial-up versions are there for you. at listen.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of our website, they're completely free. In addition, you'll learn about the 109 great radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week and when they do that. In addition to that, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, two different channels up there on XM Plus, our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to do that. SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column. Now, there's more insanity in these government schools, and we'll continue here with news about a book ban in just a moment. But I want to still kind of focus on a few more points on this this school bus situation. Apparently, somewhere, I forget where the story was from.
This is from Pennsylvania, Perry County.
Perry County, Pennsylvania. Apparently, they're contracting with some sort of school bus company. Either way, it's probably against the rules to get on a regular government school bus as well in a lot of places.
It certainly is in Pennsylvania.
So they have arrested one mother for caring enough about her child's well-being to get on the school bus and attempt to help him.
I can't imagine any parent wouldn't do that if they thought that their child was in danger like this lady did.
Absolutely. And so she's looking at a year in jail, $2,500 fine. So what's the solution? Well, obviously getting the government out of schools is a good step, because then you'll actually have the marketplace providing schools to people, and they'll be competing to provide the best schooling and different types of schooling and doing it at the lowest price possible.
Well, I agree with you that that's the big solution, that there should be no government schools.
Well, and as a result of that, there may be private companies competing to transport kids to school, and so therefore you as a parent would be contracting with either that company or the school, and it's more likely that they'd be a little more friendly if they didn't have a monopoly on bus service.
You know, like they said, most parents, when they try to get on the bus, if they're told, hey, it's you can't come on the bus, it's illegal, I guess is what the bus drivers say, that they would be just as likely to not do it if you were told, hey, look, I'm sorry, you can't come on the bus, it's against the rules. You know, you just say it's against the rules. You don't have to have a year in jail threat here. Mm-hmm. And this is what it's going to cost the taxpayers of Perry County untold thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to hold this court case over a $2,500 fine for an ER nurse who was going to check on her kid. It's insane. Now, I agree with you that sort of the big solution, that there should be no public school at all. Everybody always says, oh, what about the poor kids? Well, public schools aren't about poor kids. Public schools are welfare for middle-class people, people that don't need it, people that don't need to take money from me and my kid in order to educate their kid. I'm never going to send my son to a public school. I have no interest in him being indoctrinated and dealing with crap like this. The government believing they own you and owning your child. I'm never going to send my kid there. So every dollar they take to educate other people's kids at the school is a dollar they're taking away from my son. It's theft. Outright theft. And if they want to, if they want to put poor kids in school, they'd have some kind of scholarship
Mark,
program.
You just don't care about the community.
What's the community have to do with putting people that could afford to send their kids to school?
Mark, we need money so we can send these kids to school so we can have a better life down the road.
Are you telling me middle-class people would not educate their kids?
Well, some...
They do in every other country.
Well, there could be some parents that wouldn't send their kids to school. So you need to force them all to go.
Some parents have homeschool their kids. They allow parents to homeschool now. Are you telling me that, what's that have to do with it?
I don't know.
There's no excuse for this. It's all about the teachers' union. This is what it's all about.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. The school board in Republic, Missouri, according to HuffingtonPost.com, has voted 4-0 to eliminate Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse 5 and Sarah Ockler's 20 Boys Summer from the high school curriculum and the library, respectively, after a local man led an effort to deem the novels inappropriate. Wesley Scroggins, a business professor at Missouri State University, who also pioneered a movement to reshape middle school sex education classes in Republic schools, wrote in a column last year that Vonnegut's classic contained enough profanity to make a sailor blush. Boy, because our kids today...
They don't know profanity.
They've never heard naughty words before.
Never.
And he warned that 20 boys summer was similarly dangerous. In this book, Scroggins wrote, drunken teens also end up on the beach where they use their condoms to have sex. My goodness.
Kids use condoms. What a terrible idea.
Right, or acknowledging the idea that teenagers will drink and or have sex.
You know, if they don't read about it, they'll never even come up with the idea. if our library books don't have drinking and sex in them, kids will never figure that out.
So the board has voted 4-0 to ban this, and the members of the school board who voted on the issue, only one had actually read either of the books in question.
I've read Slaughterhouse-Five. I haven't read this other one.
The superintendent of the Republic District, Vernon Minor, was out of town and did not return emails and calls requesting comment because he doesn't care. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to care about your questions and your comments or whatever it is a news reporter wants to know.
Hey, I'm just doing my job. We are just doing following orders.
He told the UPI, though, on Monday that Ockler's 20 Boys Summer promotes or sensationalizes sexual promiscuity, which contributed to the book's removal outside.
Let's ban the Kinsey report, too.
Outside of the Republic School District, Summer has received positive reviews, with Booklist and Kirkus both deeming it a mature, romantic work in the vein of Nicholas Sparks and Jodi Picoult. After the banning was announced, the author took to her blog, where she lambasted the decision, saying that not every teen who has sex outside of a relationship feels guilty, shameful, or regretful later on, and you can ban my books from every damn district in the country. I'm still not going to write to send messages or make teens feel guilty because they've made choices that some people want to pretend don't exist. She says, that's my choice, and I'll never be ashamed of my choice to write about real issues. Slaughterhouse-Five, Vonnegut's satirical World War II time-traveling saga, was voted the 18th greatest English-language novel of the 20th century by the Modern Library.
It ought to be.
Featured in Time Magazine's 100 Greatest Novels of the 20th Century issue. But it's not allowed in the Republic School District libraries at this point. In 2000, Slaughterhouse-Five was removed from the sophomore reading list at a Coventry, Rhode Island high school after a parent complained that it contains vulgar language, violent imagery, and sexual content. In 2006, the book was ultimately retained on the Northwest Suburban High School District 214 reading list in Arlington Heights, Illinois, after a board member elected amid promises to bring her Christian beliefs into all board decision-making pointed out a few controversial excerpts that she'd found on the Internet, meaning she hadn't actually read the book herself. In 2007, the book was challenged.
You know, to step down real quick, the Bible says not to curse. It's pretty clear on this. Mm-hmm. And cursing isn't what is done today in the United States. Cursing is, may a thousand fleas fall upon your tent and chase your children and your camels. You know, that's a curse. Whereas what we have is like cussing. It's not really profanity. Profanity has to do with like GD. That's profane. Whereas the F-bomb, not profane.
Did you just say F-bomb? And fleas fall upon your tit?
Tent.
Oh, okay.
Tent.
1-800.
Didn't people live in tents?
259-9231. You can take control here and bring a few thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, bringing up what you want, the live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231, and certainly tell us how you feel about the idea of banning books. It's still going on. The more things change, the more they stay the same in some cases. By the way, you can get your Liberty message to thousands of people per month for fractions of a penny apiece. And you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out and let your voice be heard. That's LibertyStickers.com. Of course, I want to also invite you to our website at FreeTalkLive.com, where you can grab news updates. The latest information about Free Talk Live is available to you. Email or Twitter or Facebook. Get signed up for any one of those that you would prefer and do it for free over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. So the news that we're reporting at this moment is out of, a school district, the Republic School District in Missouri, Republic, Missouri. They voted 4-0 to eliminate Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse 5 and Sarah Ockler's 20 Boy Summer from their high school curriculum and the library as well. And it's all because of one man who's a business professor at Missouri State University who has, wrote a column apparently last year about Vonnegut's book and the other book, saying it contained enough profanity to make a sailor blush, and then there's teen sex in the other book, and we just can't be having this kind of stuff in our schools. And to some extent, I understand where he's coming from. Like, he's upset that this government monopoly school system is plying his children and other people's kids that might have a similar belief system, or parents that might have a similar belief system as his, with stuff they find objectionable. And to that end, I would suggest the solution is not to censor But to, again, there's only one solution, to end the government schools.
One thing's easier, though. It's a heck of a lot easier to censor a book or two through the public school system, which has got to be an incredibly daunting task, mm-hmm. right? To just to get anything done inside the public school system. It's a heck of a lot easier to get a book or two banned than it is to try to get rid of this monopoly. I can tell you, I'm offended every time I have to write a property value, property tax check, because I know that those things, 70% of that thing goes to educate people who make better money than I do, live in bigger houses and drive nicer cars.
Everybody
educate their kids.
I get where you're coming from, Mark, and a lot of people are frustrated with the government schools, but no one's willing to do what it really takes.
That's true.
And what it really takes is for people to stop paying for them. Oh, you're not going to do that because you're scared, right? I mean, you believe that they're going to come and take your house from you, and you're probably right about that. But if enough people were to have the gumption, the huevos, to go ahead and stop paying for the government schools, then that solves your problem overnight. Problem solved. If enough parents were to say, no more of this. And for instance, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, 60% of my property taxes, Mark, where you live, is like 80%.
It has been. It's gone down just a little bit.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's majority.
A lot.
On anybody's property tax bill in New Hampshire, the majority of it goes to the government schools. So to just have a group of household homeowners say, no more of this. We've got the coalition against government schools. We're going to take the money that we've earned, and we're going to either put it toward our own kids' education or maybe give some money to a local scholarship or charity. Or something like that, and that would solve the problem overnight. Because if some people stopped, then I think other people would be encouraged to stop as well. And then the government's going to have to figure something out. If they're not getting money coming in, they're going to have to figure out a new solution, because they can't steal homes from everybody.
You know, private schools can be as much as 10 times more efficient as far as dollars spent per student mm-hmm. as public schools. So, I mean, 10 times. That's an incredible number. That means that you don't need to steal money from 9 people to pay for your kid to go to school.
That's true.
If you just get rid of public schools, then parents would be able to afford to send their kids to private school anyway. And the ones that couldn't, they could have some kind of need-based scholarship programs, you know, all these things. They exist out there. I went to a private school for 9 years, and they had these things. They wanted kids to come to their school that couldn't, whose parents couldn't afford it. They wanted that, and they made that available. I don't know how many kids were turned away. I can't imagine too many were, because they wanted kids there. They had a mission.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Jim is listening in Wyoming to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you mentioned about the book banning, and I was just saying it's funny how history repeats itself. Didn't they do this in Nazi Germany during World War II, where they were trying to ban all the books?
There have been many totalitarian regimes that have banned books. The Nazis
sure.
are the easiest ones to pull out of the hat. They're pretty much vilified by everybody except the true fringe nut jobs. But yes,
it's been going on here. It's been going on in this country for a long time.
Well,
and this article,
the United States is the birthplace of fascism.
Well, the Huffington Post has outlined just a few incidents of where just this one book, Slaughterhouse-Five, has been banned in a variety of different locations. In Howell, Michigan, there was challenged apparently in a court to determine whether it violated laws against the distribution of sexually explicit material to minors. Thankfully, in that case, they decided against taking any further legal action. And the prosecutor at that point wrote that it's clear that the explicit passages illustrated a larger literary, artistic, or political message and were not included solely to appeal to the prurient interests of minors. But that doesn't matter to some people. They look at this and they say, oh, well, there's one dirty word in there, and I can't have my kids being exposed to this. It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, that's true. And another point I wanted to make, you were talking about if a couple of people would just get together and start this coalition to not pay for these new books or whatnot. I mean, that's, first of all, it takes a while to get something right. But before that happened, if the government could find you and label you as a troublemaker and cause all kinds of problems in your life.
Sure could.
We got to let you go. Your phone's kind of iffy. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, my phone was dropping out there, but it's true. The government, the government does like to go after people that they've labeled troublemakers. It's true.
Oh, absolutely. They're going after me right now here in Keene, New Hampshire.
They've certainly labeled you as a troublemaker.
They want to, you know, they want to make an example out of me. Unfortunately, whenever they do that stuff, it just seems to upset people even more and activate them even further and get them here in New Hampshire even faster. But I wasn't proposing that people, you know, stop paying for books. I'm proposing you stop paying for the government school. Now, of course, you'd have to take your kid out as well. Like, if you're a parent, or if you're a set of parents, and your child is going to a government school, number one, there are plenty of reasons to take your kids out of government school, period. I mean, even if you're not going to stop paying
right,
for them.
Because the government will try to throw you in jail because you're going on the bus to help your sick child. I mean, that's what's happening in this case here.
Or your kid could bring a butter knife to school and have it confiscated and possibly arrested. Or if they're in Texas, they could be arrested for a misdemeanor crime for flashing, but showing their buttocks out the back bus window or making a disruption in class or some other thing that almost every kid has done at some point in his school career. They're essentially criminalizing kids at these government schools, and it's really scary what they're doing. Plus, there's also the whole socialist indoctrination, the pro-state, pro-fascist indoctrination that goes on at these government schools as well. So there are all manner of reasons to, first things first, get your kids out of these schools. Get them out. But even if your kids, whether your kids are in the government schools or out of the government schools, I was proposing stopping paying for the government schools across the board. I have no interest in paying for these schools. I like the idea of educating kids. I don't have kids.
I think that just about any school is better than a government school for educating kids.
I think you're right.
I mean, people say, well, if we don't have government schools, kids will go uneducated. Well, what percentage would? Because currently, according to their own numbers, 20% of people that graduate public schools are functionally illiterate. 0%. And in some districts, it's 40%. I mean, you don't need public schools to have kids this poorly educated.
Mm-hmm. So your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. If you are one of these parents who's so upset by the F word, or you're so upset by the idea of sex being exposed to your kids, if you're one of those parents, then get your kids out of government school. If you're one of those parents that's upset by the idea of putting the Bible back in schools, or upset by having a prayer around the flagpole, or whatever, get your kids out of government school. Government school throws all of these kids together into the same place and says, well, okay, well, let's try to make everybody happy, or just piss off everybody. And it's just a bad scene. You could actually have the kind of education you're looking for if you got your kids out of government school and sent them to some sort of private education or did homeschooling. More coming up at 800-259-9231.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on a ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features there free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free. Now, if you like the show and you like the fact the website's free, then you might want to shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore. They've got thousands and thousands of products. I don't even know. I'd love to know how many products Amazon has. It's got to be a lot.
Yeah.
And they've got dozens of categories and free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. So just enter through our link at shop.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale. It's the same great Amazon with the same great prices and customer service you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets credit for the sales, basically. So go ahead and start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com, and you can buy Kurt Vonnegut's book, Slaughterhouse 5, through shop.freetalklive.com.
And all kinds of other books. His heirs.
Fortunately, we're not in a situation where the books have been banned, period, across the country. It's just we're talking about one instance in Missouri where a school district has banned the book from school libraries in Republic, Missouri. As we continue here...
Isn't that really the idea, though, of folks that sort of think like this, is they don't want people... Clearly, they don't want people consuming this.
Well, they believe that it is this kind of Puritan belief system that that any kind of mention of sex or profanity is dangerous, and that children shouldn't be exposed to it, because then we could create some sort of a perfect world where no one has sex and no one says the F word or something.
Well, they'll create some new word.
Right. And the idea that kids aren't going to discover sex by the way, this is one of the problems, I think, with this particular viewpoint, is that repressing sexuality leads to, I believe this is one of the biggest sources of deviance, of weird things with sex, like the bizarro sex stuff that you might have heard of.
I would concur.
Seen pictures of on the internet. If kids are sexualized, shall we say, or introduced to sex and not... try to, you know, keep, oh, stay down the hallway, as my parents used to. You can't come out of this part of the movie. You know, when two people were making love on film.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. They would have me stay down the hallway. So, of course, made me very curious just about what they were watching.
They did.
And it's just, repression does not work. It has some really nasty side effects to it.
How'd it make you weird?
Let's not talk about that. Moving on to Michael in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WSCFM.
Hey, you got me just in time, so
okay.
I'm about to have to get off. So, I agree with you that public schools are just a terrible waste of money. It makes me sick. I'm in Charleston, and a lot of the downtown houses that were family inherited, you know, they've had to get rid of them because the taxes are so high. They can't keep their own houses.
It's so sad.
It is, but actually, I'm kind of calling more about the whole the book banning, as you call it. I'm going to disagree a little on that. I don't think that the government should be banning books, but I think it's appropriate if we do have these crappy public schools, they don't have to carry every single book out there, and for them to say, this book, which I think is probably garbage, that I wouldn't want my kids reading, they say, we're not going to have this in our library, that's not the same as saying...
Well, it is a problem if I'm the one being forced to pay for it.
Right. Oh, first off, let's point out the Slaughterhouse-Five was named one of the 18th most important book of the century.
That's correct.
That's a pretty big title.
Well, I thought we were talking about like 20 guys in one summer or something like that.
Well, there was another book in there as well, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's like the night of the bad phones thus far here.
you hate bad phones, bad phones.
20 Boy Summer was the other book apparently here. But yeah, Slaughterhouse-Five, not just banned from this school system. Slaughterhouse-Five has kind of had a history of being under fire.
They're going after Huck Finn, too, because it has the N-word in it.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, it's to me, it's talking about a time period. I don't know anything about the time period that they're talking about there. I don't know if that term was used, but I suspect it was. And I think that it is something that, you know, we should all sort of understand that this is how people were viewed, black people were viewed at this time. And I think that that's important. You know, I'm not going to use that word in my life.
But being period accurate makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
Let's continue with JP listening in Indy to WXNT. JP, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is... Hello?
Hey, JP, maybe something's wrong with our phone system, because it sounds like everybody's kind of having the same problem there. Maybe our board op can take a look into that. Go ahead, JP.
Actually, it's Kitty, but my point is, you know, I grew up in the school system in the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, we had everything, and the problem is parents. Parents don't want to be parents anymore. So they don't want the government in their lives, but yet they want the schools to raise their children.
Well, that is a problem, but I don't know if it's because of the parents. And this is one of those chicken or the egg questions. Are parents behaving in this way? And obviously, this does not apply to all parents, but certainly it does to some. Are parents behaving in this way because that's just how they are? Or are they behaving in this way because government, through the government schools and all their other services, have essentially abdicated the responsibility or encouraged parents to, abrogate their responsibility of taking care of their kids, basically said, hey, look, we'll take care of your kids, don't you worry about it, and then essentially spoiled parents in that way?
Well, I think maybe someone might have taken advantage of that scenario, but you still, the bottom line is when your children come home from school, you need to know what they're learning, you need to give your opinion, you need to help them understand.
No doubt.
You know, my kids are 7, 8, and 9, they're outside with their buddies for 30 minutes. They hear a lot worse than what they can hear in a month at school.
You are right. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So it's the parents that are abdicating their responsibility to the government. But that's what government likes to do. It likes to encourage people to abdicate responsibility. Oh, go ahead. Send your kids to us. We'll take care of them. Send your retirement money to us. We'll take care of your retirement.
Sure.
Look
at all these businesses out there that want you to abdicate responsibility in certain ways so that they can charge you money in order to take responsibility in those areas. Essentially, that's what the government wants to do, except they don't really provide a service in the same way that a business does. If they can get a service under their control, it will stay there forever
and ever. And if you suggested anything that you want to do anything different, you are some kind of social deviant that wants to harm people. And you know, the taxes go up every new thing that the government takes control of, the taxes, you know, up.
Well, if parents actually had to choose the schools that they're sending their kids to, or if it's homeschool, then they'd be choosing curriculum directly. But if parents actually had to choose which school to send their kids, or to which school to send their kids, then they would be more into the decision. They would be very interested in what the schools are offering and what the curriculum is and what the staff is like, because at that point they would be the ones making the choice instead of having it forced upon them by virtue of the plot of land they've decided to buy a house on or rent on.
I remember when my mom sent me to private school. She felt that it was very important. When she was doing that, she went through several schools. I remember going and sort of checking them out as a kindergartner, and she checked through several different schools. What parent that sends their kid to public school does that? No, well, I'm in this district. I send my kid here.
So if you look at this idea of abdicating responsibility, governments love to encourage this. They want you to be dependent.
They want
on
to be
them.
The parent, and you can be the child. The
all
government
your
never
life.
Right. The government never wants you to be the parent and them to be the child, although they act like it.
Right, because if they're the ones who are responsible for educating or retirements or what you fill in the blank, if they're the ones that are responsible, then you are essentially their child. You are their stead. You are their serf.
Their serf.
And they, you know, that makes it so you are more dependent on them, and they like being in that role, because if people are dependent on them, they're always going to want them around. They'll never come to the conclusion, hey, wait a minute, we don't need you. What? You're not doing anything for us. You're just taking our money and spending a bunch of it on your bureaucrats and your internal system operations.
When it comes time to cut budgets, you can't even do it.
And then you give us a piddly portion back in the crappiest services you can possibly imagine.
With no responsibility.
Right. We don't need you. But if people are dependent on them and they need to get that check and they need to get, you know, their kids educated, and they believe this is the only way to do it, then they'll never think to themselves of, let's try something different. And that's important for the state.
You know, I don't care whether the average parent out there wants to get their kid out of public school. I don't care. I want to be able to not fund this. My kid doesn't go to public school, and there's no reason that my money should be stolen in order to send your kid to school. That is theft.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here. If you're on the line, stick with us. We're the board ops doing some tweaking to the phone system. If you want to dial in, we've got an alternative number, by the way. It's 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. Again, if you're already on hold, we will get to you coming up here, hour number two. And the other number, 800-259-9231. More coming up. Hour two on the way. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.